One of them.
Could a pumpkin be a type of squash?
Probably related to it.
Okay. Inside a cherry, there's a little hard thing. It's called
seed.
What about in a peach?
Same thing, seed.
Okay, now in a peach, the seed is big, and then if you crack the seed open, there's something.
It's a kernel.
Okay. And a peach that the seed falls out of very easily is called
freestone.
Okay, how about the opposite of that?
Cling.
Very good. How about instead of spreading jam, you might use...
Spread it?
Yeah, you might spread some...
Butter?
Or
spread...
It's like jam, but it doesn't have as much fruit in it. Or it doesn't have any fruit in it, rather. It's just mostly flavor.
It's not made out of fruit?
It's like jam, but it doesn't have chunks of fruit in it. You might have a peanut butter and something sandwich.
Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How could I forget that? I've eaten my weight in it.
Really? Those little things that grow in the forest that have caps and look like umbrellas are called?
Mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. How about if they're inedible?
Pardon me?
If it's poisonous, what would you call it?
Well, I know that some of them are. There's a one that's called a toadstool that come up in lawns and things like that I do not think are edible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know that they're poisonous or not. Some of them are, but I don't know the difference.
Okay. What is dried meat called?
Jerky.
Okay. Do you know the difference between that and chipped beef?
Chipped?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what chipped beef is?
Yes, I've eaten it, but I don't know how it's made.
Can you describe chipped beef to me?
Well, it's a very thin slice of beef. And it has a very distinctive, strong flavor to it.
Mm-hmm.
And they usually serve it with some kind of a cream sauce.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a fat pork that's cured in brine? What do you call that? Sometimes you add it to beans.
Can't do that one for you.
Have you ever heard of salt pork?
Oh, of course.
Yes. See, I never had either. I mean, we don't use it, so.
We don't use it in our home either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to stay away from those kind of foods.
Here's another one you want to stay away from, I bet. Have a meat that's made from the jowls and head of a hog and packed in a casing?
Yes. We don't ever eat it.
That's called head cheese.
Head cheese.
If you have a liquid and you have a solid in the liquid and you want to get the solid out of the liquid so that you just have the liquid, you want to do what to the liquid?
You strain it.
Right, uh-huh. And what would you call milk that's very thin, that's watered down?
Skimmed.
Okay. And is that the same as Blue John?
Blue John?
Yeah, have you ever heard of Blue John? Oh, okay. Blue John is this thin milk they make from Holstein milk. Out here, I guess we have Jersey cows or something like that, and they produce a thicker milk. But in East Texas, they have Holsteins that produce a really thin milk, and then if you thin that even more, you get Blue John.
Does it have a blue color to it?
I don't know, but from what I've heard, it's not even worth drinking. It's so thin.
It doesn't sound good. I like the taste of milk.
What about milk that's just beginning to turn? What do you call that?